Good evening. Good evening. How are you doing out there in podcast land? It is evening here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, where I'm coming to you from. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever else you might be listening. If you're listening to the replay, my name is Dawn Shale. Welcome to Living Light, Dark to Dawn, Rock Solid, the place where you come to expand your thinking and elevate your way of being. Howdy, howdy. Hey, Carly, how are you? Welcome to the live studio, sweetheart. I'm so glad that you're here. And we're just going to do a few opening comments as the usual live studio crowd trickles in. So glad you're here. You're an Aussie. Oh, how awesome. Well, good morning to you. I've been to Australia three times. Three. Back in 2010, I actually went to Australia three times within a 12-month period. Three times, because I used to live in California, and it was amazing. I went to Sydney, to Darling Harbour, and I saw the Three Sisters. It was amazing. It's just, when I left, I just have to tell Carly this. Welcome, Soros SH, if I believe I'm pronouncing your handle there. Welcome to the live studio. Here comes Carrie. Carrie's here. The Soros, if you've not been here before, do avail yourself to past episodes. You will not be disappointed. Feel free to follow me as well. So Roosh. Oh, awesome. Thank you for clarifying that. Hey, Carrie, how are you? Welcome to the live studio. We are still holding our brother Dave up. He is going to be, his father is being cremated, so they're not really laying to rest his dad passed away last week. They're having a celebration service in the next couple of days. He's been very busy with that. His father was 90. He lived a really nice long life. So it's still sad though, losing a parent, and it's a very deep loss. So we're still sending him thoughts and energy and prayers and all those things. So yes, Sarush, I'm glad that you're here. So Carly, I was saying that I've been to Australia three times. It was an amazing experience. After my first trip, when I got on the plane to leave, I just burst into tears. I was so moved by the energy and the spirit and the heart of Sydney and the people and the mates there. And it was just an incredible, I was there for 3 weeks. It was just an incredible experience. Where are you from, Carly, in Australia? Are you in Melbourne? I don't know how to say that. Americans say Melbourne, but it's Melbourne or something like this. Or Adelaide, you might be from Adelaide, but so in any case. So interesting, I did not know that. So yes, you are Adelaide, the capital. Okay, awesome, I know somebody from Adelaide. it's paradise, it's absolutely, well, it was paradise, it still is, it's still paradise. Up until 4 years ago, where the whole world, encountered, all that stuff. So I'm not going to get into that. But in any case, so a couple of shout outs. I'm glad that you're here and I'm glad everybody's here. A couple of shout outs. Margie Pargy. I call her Margie Pargy. Margie Jersey Girl. She's from my Jersey girl here, my coffee pal, my sweetheart, sister friend. And we're due to meet up soon. And Ms. Bet. They're both loyal listeners. Ms. Bet is in Wisconsin, and I always like to give a shout out to our loyal listeners. Dave, I have a feeling, is going to be listening to this replay at some point. He's very busy with family and all that stuff. So it is the last day of February, February 29th, which, leap year, as the calendar says. Hard to believe we are coming into that tomorrow's March 1st. I'll say that again because sometimes the sound effects. Tomorrow is March 1st. It's hard to believe this year is flying by. The topic is going to be interesting. It is a mashup of sorts. The title is Maze of the Blaze, and it literally just came to me a couple hours ago. I just posted on it. I did not post this morning. I took a little bit of a break from social media. I need to do that. I put a lot out, and I really, it's almost like a part-time job, connecting with everybody. I'm not just one of these posters, and I connect and relate with everybody as best as I can. Needed a break today though, because there's a lot of stuff going on in the energy space. And that's what I'm, partially talking about here. So the downloads, we're doing really well. It's 88,700 downloads to date. Doing really well. I did really well this month with the downloads. I'm very happy about that. Since I left YouTube, I mean, it's still uploaded on YouTube. Do subscribe to my YouTube channel, by the way. It's just Living Light, Dark to Dawn, Rock Solid, the same name as this here in Podbean. And you can just go over to YouTube and push play on any of the... And now, since I've interacted with the Podbean customer service, which they have outstanding tech support and service, suffice to say, long story short, some things weren't working properly with the MP4 links. But now, as soon as I'm done, it automatically uploads to YouTube, and all I have to do is just update the description in YouTube, but it goes right over where I used to have to load it myself. And there's been a lot of footwork in this. I've been doing this for 3 years. I celebrated the 3-year anniversary of this podcast February last month. So let's see, spring around the corner. Are they what? Okay. Thank you very much, Sarush. Yeah, spring is around the corner. It's coming. Hey, we've had daffodils. I have to tell you, all the daffodils and the bulbs around the property have been sprouting since January. Last February, they started popping up, which I thought was early, but they started popping up in January. And I was like, wow, this is early. So they didn't die last year, and they certainly haven't perished this year. They've survived two storms. They started popping up in January. It snowed. They were under the snow. Snow melted. There they still are. We had another snow under the snow. Still there. And they're still making their way up because they have an inner, there's just an inner thing, life, that they know what to do. They know how to survive somehow. And they're coming up when they want to come up, and they've been surviving through this, and they're going to bloom at just the right time. And I think that's amazing. And it's kind of in sync with what I'm going to be talking about tonight. And when it's mashup night, I mean, I always shoot from the heart. I'm just going to shoot from heart space. I have a few talking points. I know that I have been feeling this, and I read a few posts that other people are feeling this and what's happening. And there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. You know, you're not off course. You're not off track. you know, and this is what tends to go through our heads. I'm just writing this down. When these things sort of happen, especially if you're a highly sensitive person, you're a seer, you're a light worker, you're prophetic, you're psychic, you're a mystic, you're just a highly sensitive person. You tend to like, what is going on? I'm feeling all this kind of funk, this sadness, this sludge. What's happening? I don't really feel like I should be depressed, but I'm feeling like this real heaviness. You know, like, I mean, this morning I woke up with, I'm a firm believer in our dream state that we do travel, that we do experience. I've had experiences in my sleep, and this might sound strange to some, but it might be spot on for others. And I don't want to hold back in this stuff anymore. You know, I need to begin being open and continue to be open about things that I've experienced, even if people of my way past might think I'm weird, strange, what's she gotten into? Well, you know, it's not what I've gotten into. It's what I've discovered among thousands of other people that are on this journey of discovery, self-discovery, and, you know, inner world and multidimensional living, which is just heart-centered living. This all boils down to heart-centered living. And the deeper you go into your heart space and your heart body, and you connect to love, these are the things that you'll begin to, you become attuned to the unseen. You become more attuned to, you know, the spirit world, the mystic world. You become attuned to this, which is what Christianity took a crack at it, but failed miserably. And other religions have failed miserably because it's not about religion. It's not about obeying a book, a set of laws, a set of parameters, a set of guidelines. That's not what this is about. It's your heart is the guideline. You are the line, the lineage. You know, the lineage and line of life, God, and the universe is within you. It's, you know, embedded in your DNA. And this is not a religious show, and it's definitely not it's not a spiritual show. It's definitely not a religious show, but I do talk about spirituality because if you're on a path, you're on a spiritual journey, whether you realize it or not, whatever phase of consciousness that you're in. And I've been saying this for a while, that your emotionality and spirituality are one and the same, because it all is connected to feeling. You know, it's all about feeling and being connected to your, not about feelings that come and go, not about, you know, just emotions that come and go. I'm talking about feeling into your inner world, and it's all one and the same. And it has nothing to do with, you know, religion or obedience or, you know, all of these things. And I know that there are certain, you know, people that are still into this, and there's no shame or judgment. I haven't been involved in a religious sector, a church sector, in a very long time. I left there in 2008. Part of what I like to talk about and teach is, you know, freedom from this. They're now calling it deconstruction. And I think this deconstruction is becoming a bigger movement than I ever thought it would, you know, as far as the word goes. And people are just abandoning religion. They're abandoning church. They're abandoning religion in many ways, because it has not served people's lives. It's not served their life in a way that grants them peace, joy, and the things that they want to experience and live and desire, you know, and achieve on this planet. You know, and while we are spiritual beings, because we all are, you know, like I said, wherever you are in your phase of consciousness of this, we're all, you know, hearts and souls having a human experience. And you can capitalize that on that, and you can expand in that, or you could say it's hogwash and poppycock and malarkey and go whichever way you want to go. But for the people that are on this spiritual journey and they want to go deeper and they want to understand, following guidelines and methods and formulas doesn't produce anything that's going to really expand you into more freedom, more peace, more joy, more love, which is why we are here first and foremost. And we've all had to shed layers of the conditioned system, of the codependent system. You've heard me talk about this you know, over again, in different podcasts and different, you know, episodes. But this is what we're here to experience. And so, that all being said, I mean, this is a mashup. This is how I roll in mashups, so it's part of the introduction as well. Title is Maze of the Blaze. You know, it's the greatest scroll or insight or knowledge dwells within you. And it takes time to understand that. At times it takes time to understand that. It takes time to tap into that, especially if you have been, you know, so like mentally wired, egocentric, trying to, you know, do all the right things and be nice. And then eventually everybody hits the wall. They come to an awakening where they go, you know, this isn't working. I feel stale, stuck, stagnant. This just does not feel right to me anymore. What can I do? I need a revival. I feel like I need I don't need to go to church I need a revival inside. And that's exactly what is going to continue to happen. I've been talking about this for 3 years. The shift, I've been writing about the codependent system and the conditioned system for about 10 years, even though it existed way before I started writing about it. And there are other people that have gone way before me that have written about this. I felt in my heart to write about it and talk about it and, you know, work on a book surrounding this, you know, and deliver content as being a voice, you know, being a significant voice to this world about love, consciousness, spirituality, what it really is, healthy spirituality, healthy relationality, healthy emotionality. You know, that's my heart. That's my passion. So that all being said, Maze of the Blaze, here's a couple of talking points, and I'll explain why I'm talking about this specifically this evening. A couple of talking points. So what is this? Critical thinking, soul craze, honeymoon phase, another's shoes, deciphering energy, clarity through feeling, and so much more. So it's just a couple of talking points. You know, I'm just going to go with this flow like I always do. But did I mention the weather real quick? Funny how I digress. Oh, David Medansky, Jaded Health. I have to give him his weekly plug. Do check him out. David Medansky, author of Jaded Health and the show that I was on in that was launched in January. Awesome, amazing human being, you know, gentleman, husband, father, whole ball of wax. He is now a health coach. He's written several books. breaking the chains of dieting, stop dieting, start thing, and now Jaded Health, and he has a television show. It's really a streaming show. And he told me the last time he listened, and I totally forget, and I apologize to David. ZondraTV.com, and if you scroll down, you will see Jaded Health, and my 30-minute episode is there, along with five others that he interviewed in Dallas in October. But if you're looking to be leaner, lighter, just healthier, total health and wellness, beyond how you look, it's all about how you feel. It's all about lifestyle. He's your guy. You definitely want to speak to him and consult with him. And I highly recommend him. So do check him out. Okay. Well, the weather. So yeah, I did mention that the snow has melted and it was around 40s, something like that. And sunny today. So moving right along, getting back to the topic. So the introduction, why am I talking about this? Well, you know, I've been experiencing some challenges, to say the least, and I know a lot of people have. And when the holidays ended at the beginning of January, there was this great, you know, anticipation and this excitement for a new year. And people tend to set New Year's resolutions. I'm not a fan of it. I talk about it all the time, that the greatest resolution is what you decide within your own self. And you know, you can, I would say New Year's intentions, like what are your intentions to create? What are your intentions to achieve, to obtain, you know, the beginning of the year? But resolutions sort of say, you know, I'm resolute and this is what I'm definitely going to do. There's always, you know, I've been going to the gym for a lot of years and always the beginning of every year, we call them the New Year's resolutioners. It doesn't matter what gym I've been to, whether I lived in California, whether I lived, wherever I lived down the shore, North Jersey, whatever it was, you know, every gym knows at the beginning, you know, people sign up for a gym membership every January. Like, that's it. I'm going to get a hold of my body and I want to become fit and all this. And they join a gym and it lasts for about 3 to 4 weeks and then they end up quitting and they don't continue on with it. Or they return. Old members return. They never really quit their membership. They don't use it. They don't go to the gym, but they return to the gym in January because there's something about, I don't know, it's, you're going to be another year older. You're going to, you know, starting fresh, and there's some good stuff to it, but you know, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be January 1st to start something new. It doesn't have to be the beginning of any month or any week. You could just decide. And as soon as you decide and set an intention and you work towards it, you don't really need, like, I'm just not fond of the whole new year, new me. It's like, no. New year, same me with maybe new intentions and new, you know, new goals, maybe just, you know, tightening up my goals and, you know, becoming more committed to myself, really committed to ourselves, because that's really what this is. And it's so I was excited, very excited. I mean, I did feel like this is going to, I'm not saying I don't feel like this now, but I'm saying how I felt in the beginning of January. This is going to be my year. I could feel it. I'm going to finish my book this year. There's all these things, you know, and I wanted to use January to set the tone. And a lot of people do this. Some people fast. Some people just have, they have their stillness. They go into, you know, specific meditations or prayers or whatever it is they do at the beginning of the year to just, you know, set their heart and mind for what they want to manifest throughout the year. And, I felt that excitement too. And then some things took a turn in my own life and I was like, whoa, what's going on here? And I noticed, you know, it wasn't just me and it's not just you. If you can, you know, relate to this, and it doesn't necessarily have to mean in a relationship or in a job or in your finance. I mean, it could be anything that you just sort of were struck out of left field. It could just be in your emotions. It could just be in things from your past are coming up that you thought you worked on, things that you didn't expect to think about again, you're thinking about, and it's, you know, a new level is emerging of that you have to still deal with it. I know for me, that's true. And I never talk about anything on this show that I don't experience myself. And I know there's a lot of stuff out there that says, well, what you need to learn, you know, what you teach is what you need to learn the most. I disagree. I don't teach or talk about anything that I don't know, or am not experiencing. So, And that might be true in some scenarios and in some perspectives, it might be true. But here on this podcast, I'm not going to talk about something that I don't know anything about. So this has been going on for a couple of weeks where, not just because I know how, I have a good toolbox, you know, I have the tools and the ability to sustain peace and joy, no matter what I'm going through personally, and to trust the process, to trust what's happening, and to just trust the process of I'm following my heart. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm doing everything that I can. I'm investing everything that I can invest. And you know, my time, my energy and all of that. And at some point it's going to bust, you know, it's going to bust open. So let's see, Sharus, it was great being here. Have a good one. Oh, okay. So Sharus has left the live studio. I hope you, feel free to follow me. I'm glad that you were here. So we got Carly and Carrie. So it's going to be a neck and neck for the gold and silver medal. I typically kind of play this little game because on my screen to the left, the listeners, there are medals for gold, silver, and bronze medal. And how it works is every time somebody likes the show, it bumps them up to the gold medal. And I think what this is actually doing, it might be pushing my podcast through the feed in the app, in the website for Podbean. So like, say people are logging on and they're looking for who's live right now. I think that's how this works. I'm not really sure. I'm going to write and ask them what this means. I'm going to just ask them, is it just a fun thing? I'm going to write and ask them, what's this gold medal contention for? Cause I'm curious, like what it's for. Cause I'm just guessing, but anyway, so, moving right along. So particularly what's happening now is it seems like I woke up, especially this morning, I felt like I was in this funk. You wake up from the sleep, you wake up and I know I had a couple of dreams or they've been swirling around my head. I don't know exactly what they are. I hate when that happens, when you know you've had a dream, you've had an experience and you can't recall what it is, you know, and then suddenly throughout the day, you'll be, you know, you'll be making lunch or you'll be filling out a sheet at work or whatever it is that you're doing. And all of a sudden, boom, here, oh, there goes the dream. It just all of a sudden kind of goes through your head. And, oh, wow, I dreamt about this last night. And I think it's actually, as I'm talking about this, it's coming through. And it actually is coming through. Wild. Interesting. So the thing is, with that, I had this heaviness around my head, you know, and there is such a thing as having symptoms from energies that are coming into the planet from the sun, from the galaxy. I've had Tina Hammond on my podcast about 3 times. She has talked about this. I am not a master at this. However, I have experienced it. And we do experience something called solar flares, and there's different classes of these solar flares. You can Google this. I am not crazy. Google solar flare. Google Schumann resonance. Google that. Schumann resonance and solar flares, and look it up. And you can read about this yourself and how the flares that are given off. And so these flares are actually a good thing, and it's all connected to the universe and to God. And so, well, how does this affect people? What does this have to do with us, and why do we care? Because we are largely energy. Everything is energy. We have souls, we have spirits, but we're also energy. And if you've noticed certain parts of the world, I'm inclined to think that it's Washington State, which is the northwestern part of the United States. It's the most northwestern state. They have a lot of rain. They have clouds constantly. They have minimal sun. The same thing with London, England. It's a lot of cloudy, rainy stuff. Not very happy people. Sometimes people, you know, we need the sun to be happy. And there's, you know, and study this too. Like, really get into this if you want. We thrive from the sun. We thrive from this, and we need the energy of it. So when flares are coming in, which the past few years they've been pretty strong, you can tend to feel, quote, symptoms from this. If you are a highly energetically wired being, if you are a light worker, if you are a highly sensitive person, if you're a seer, a prophetic, a light worker, if you're a mystic, a psychic, you will tend to be very sensitive to all of this. I'm sensitive to all of this. And it started actually increasing back in 2022. I had what is called my first ascension symptom, like it was pretty bad. And I know that sounds weird, and it's not weird. Google this stuff. And what that means is, because the more that we evolve, the more we become awakened, the more we become enlightened and aware of what's going on, and we see what's really going on in this 3D matrix realm, and the more we're connected to the earth and to higher things and to God and universe and heart-centered, the less, you know, we have an affinity for what's going on here, you know, in a physical space. Like, for instance, I used to love going out dancing. And I'm not saying that I will never do this again. I've just lost interest in it. You know, I don't have, you know, such a desire anymore to go out every Friday night or Saturday night and hear a live band and, you know, drink and just be around this energy on a regular basis. A lot of people, and I was one of them, and I understand this, that's what they look forward to. And they're drowning their sorrows. They're looking for an outlet to just let loose and dance, to just let the stress of the week go or the stress of the day go. If it's Friday, they just, you know, want to enter into the weekend by dancing and having fun. And I love dancing. Dancing's awesome. Dancing is incredible. Where you dance has everything to do with it, though. Like the energy and the space that you go, it really does. It has everything to do with it. And I mean, a few years ago, back in 2017, I was out every single weekend. Every weekend. I wasn't getting drunk every single weekend. But we were out. You know, we were having fun. And there was a crowd of us. We used to celebrate birthdays and stuff like this. And I'm not poo-pooing this whatsoever. And it's not an age thing. I'm not getting old. And it's not about getting old and aging. It's actually, I'm just losing a taste for that environment, because it can be dark. It can be on the dark side. There can be a lot of depressed people there. There can be just a lot of people that they're alcoholics. I mean, let's just be real. That's just the way that it is. And so your tastes change for things like this. So that's an example of the more in tune you become. But the upside to this is, you know, you will be experiencing more of the unseen, the supernatural, the spirit world, the things that people talk about or they think is woo-woo or they're scared of becomes in fact reality. And this solar flare thing that I'm talking about is all part of this. So you will feel the energy of it. So people that are, let's say, enlightened to some degree, awakened to some degree, I mean, I'm awake. And so Carrie said, I do. Well, we have Carly and Carrie. So Carly said, I do. And I know that you are for sure. Carrie is as well. Let me see. Welcome to Radio Parlesque. Welcome to the live studio. I don't know if you've been here before. Do, avail yourself to previous episodes. Feel free to follow me as well. I'm glad that you're here. The title of tonight's topic is Maze of the Blaze. So what is this about? So it's been blazing. The solar flares are blazing. People are going through the fire in a really big way. And let me get back to the solar. I'm going to write this down, the solar flare and its energy in a minute. Solar flare energy. So we are, you know, in this cosmic, mystic, esoteric world or space that we live. Let me get back to January. So now some stuff really started hitting the fan, you know, with some things. And I think it really just sent people sideways. I have a friend of mine who's been experiencing a bunch of things in their family with loved ones. Someone I know, care about, you know, I love dearly. I mean, I've never spoken to this person on the phone. They're a Facebook friend. They had a stroke a few days ago, and they're young. This gal's young, and she had a stroke. So keep this, you know, confided name person in your thoughts, please. Hey, Margie Pargy. There she is. Margie girl's in the house. She's the one that I give a shout out to every week. Glad that you're here, darling. I hope you're doing well. So that was a little introduction So the energy shifted. Things, people have been going through some stuff, deep stuff, you know, deep stuff. And it's not, whether it's personal things that are resurfacing, and it's not a resurfacing, it's another layer that needs clearing, and there's a difference. So it's not like, why do I have to go through this again? Or why am I thinking about this again? It's not about again. It's another layer that you're clearing as new. It's just another phase of this. And why is this happening? Because with, you know, as the earth spins and we experience the solar flares and we experience this energy, what is the point of all being here? You hear me say this a lot. The whole point is the joy, peace, and love, which I said earlier in the beginning of this. Well, to get to deeper love, guess what? We're moving the debris and the stuff out of the way. And so it's kind of just taken on a life of its own. You know, it's taken on a life of its own because of the shift. And if you're in tune to this, and this is what you really want, and you said yes, you have said yes to the love, yes to going deeper, yes to, you know, surrendering to greater love. These are the things you're going to, like, you're going to see that are going to start surfacing within you. And so instead of asking why, just say, well, what, you know, what do I need to do with this? What is it? What is this gift that's being presented? It doesn't feel like a gift because it feels like crap a little bit. But what can I do with this? You know, what is this here for? What do I need to do with this? I'm going to share my personal thing about my grandmother, my grandma Dally, who has come to me recently, and I'll share how that has happened. So the universe, let's say it like this, is one big loving intention. So if the universe, and Marianne Williamson said this a million years ago, if the universe is one big loving intention for us, then that's the way that we're going. And the reason why people don't go that way is because they resist through their stuff. They resist through their angers, their fears, their ego, their hurts, their wounds, their traumas. And they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to heal it. And so they just keep, you know, creating strife, drama, and stress and all of this in their own life. They're not happy in their own life. And so they create this with other people. They deflect and project. But when you are, as I said, open to this, this is being in alignment with, you know, the universe and God guiding us into greater love. So trust me when I tell you, I've had my own fiery situations as of late. And I don't know if it was last week or maybe the week before, where I said on this podcast, please hold good space, hold me in good space. Since I have asked for that, and I appreciate you all doing that, I've had some breakthrough. I have had some breakthrough, and I'm very happy about it. And we all will. We all will. The sooner you surrender to this, let me just say, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but the sooner you surrender to love, and there's the more you stop resisting, and the more that you just let life flow, the more you're going to experience what you want to experience, the quicker that will happen. Well, how do you know this? Everything in good time. Well, yeah, everything in good time, but we have a lot to do with this timing, because if we're in resistance, if we're projecting, if we're deflecting, if we don't want to, you know, see these things, we don't want to surrender, we're holding our own selves up. So if someone could be like, you could be listening to me right now, wherever you are, and I'm saying this, oh, that's a lot of bull. I don't want to hear this. You know, what do you, you know, how do you know? And okay. So that's the energy that you will house. And that's the result of that energy you will house is what you will experience around you. And it doesn't mean that I'm right in what I'm saying. I'm going through this. We're all going through this, a lot of us. And I know I'm talking about thousands, millions of people are going through this. And I read something a few hours, like earlier this afternoon, this gal that I follow in Facebook, she's hilarious. She's very real. She's very down to earth. And she made a post, something similar to what I said, you know, about going live tonight on this podcast with this topic, you know. And she said, she cusses a lot, you know, and how she said it was, she's like, we're just going to have to see how this all rolls out. She said, I'm just feeling heavy and sad for absolutely, I don't even know what's going on. I just feel sad constantly. And so I woke up this morning feeling a little heavy. I know that I was in an intense dream state, and I woke up and I was like, man, you know, like some, if you wake up in the morning, I'm going to just tell you this, and you can look these things up. jot down a note or whatever, like I mentioned about the solar flares, the Schumann ascension, resonance and, Schumann resonance and, you know, dream states, travel and all of this. Google it, do your own research. Don't just take my word for it. But one thing I know is that if you wake up in the morning and you feel heavy like this, there's something going on in the energy space. It's not you personally. You didn't sleep wrong. You weren't in a bad position. I mean, there are times where if you sleep on your hand for too long, you're like your hand falls asleep or something like that. I'm talking about like your body, your vibration, the vibration and the energy of yourself feels heavy, feels out of whack. You know, if you wake up with this pounding kind of headache going up the back of your neck, it very well could be, you know, a Kundalini thing that you can also Google and look up. I'm not able to talk about all of this, you know, in an hour and 15 minutes on just one of these podcasts, but I wanted to cover this. Hey, Lionel, welcome to the live studio. I'm glad that you're here. Do avail yourself to previous episodes and feel free to follow me. I'm glad that you're here. I hope you enjoy this. This is definitely, you know, it's a deep one. It's an interesting one. And I hope it's beneficial to everybody who listens. So if you have been feeling, you know, this, you've just been feeling sad or depressed or just like in a funk, it's not just you, you know, it's, there is a lot going on in the world. There's a lot going on in the energy space. And one of the talking points is critical thinking. So if you think about this with the solar flares coming in, the shift moving into greater love, and we've got this dark, dense energy that's fighting tooth and nail, what do you think that's going to create? This energetic schism that is, it's like energetic schizophrenia, where you've got, we're going into deeper love, the sun and all this stuff is happening, and the darkness is fighting tooth and nail with whether it's war, whether it's now, it's an election year, it's government, it's all the arguing and the bantering. There's really no, quote, news being delivered on the television, the tel-a-vision anymore. It's mostly just opinion. It's just opining. That's all it is. It's mudslinging. It's opining. It's sarcasm. There's this one guy that I used to like a very long time ago, and he's just a sideshow anymore. He's just like an SNL skit, his show, every single night. He talks with, his whole thing is constant sarcasm. He talks with his constant snarky energy. It's everything is really just meant to put one side of the aisle down or the other. That's really what it is. And to get the people, you know, wrapped up in this negative, dark energy, you know, arguing with each other and all that. Like this isn't news, what I just said. Like this is just an old school dynamic that's been since forever. I do think there are a couple of real, you know, journalists out there that are still delivering information, which is what it was supposed to be. But now, anyway, it's just our side against theirs. So with all of this, you're going to feel. So now you take a group of people. Take a group of people that are not, they're still sleeping. They're still sleeping and they're not aware of this stuff. And we're all in different phases of consciousness, but let's say the sleepers that really have no idea what's going on. They are just an absolute, you know, a quandary. They're grief stricken over what's happened to the world, what's happened since COVID, what's happened in the economy, what's going on. Like their life is basically dependent upon the quote news. And so they're still sleeping. They don't know what's going on. So you take these people that are walking around in this sad, depressed state, you're going to feel that, the disappointment, the people that don't know how to trust the process. They don't have like a faith. They don't have a hope in universe, God. They don't have that. And so, you know, in the grocery store, I got to tell you, grocery shopping. I love grocery shopping. I love preparing for the weekend, my Sunday dinner. Margie knows that well. You know, but you know, you go to the grocery store and it's like, everybody's depressed and sad because grocery shopping has become research. It's become research. Well, how many ounces can I get for this and how much, because this is really high over here, but this looks like the same. And this is a little bit cheaper. This is where people are at. I mean, unless you're in the top 2%, tax bracket, you know, where you are just wealthy. And I am not speaking from victim state whatsoever. I'm not speaking from a place of lack or scarcity, just a place of reality that a lot of Americans are in. You know, they're having, especially families, you know, husbands, couples with kids, and one child, two, three kids, it's a lot. And so their expenses have gone up tremendously because like for me, it's just me. You know, I'm not hit so terribly hard with this because it's just me, you know, and I know how to shop. I'm a pretty intelligent consumer. You know, I've always been that way. I've always been a comparison shopper. You know, no matter what it is, whether it's shoes, you know, clothing, whatever it is. And so I think it's just wise. I've tried to be wise that way in how I spend. But in any case, so you're going to feel this. You're feeling energies from all different sorts of things, you know, and if you add all this up, the collective, what they're feeling, the solar flares, the dense and dark energy that's fighting tooth and nail, you're going to be feeling all of this. And what's the remedy for this? And so I always say this, you know, take time out for your quiet time, your meditation, your prayer, your solitude, whatever it is, whatever you do that you can get reconnected to yourself, self-care, whatever that might be. You know, but it's not just that. It's there's a lot that goes into this. So I'm going to kind of start shifting a little bit here. But so critical thinking, what falls under this is, I guess, practicing more patience and tolerance with people that, you know, if you see people out there that are just grumpy and they seem inconsiderate and they're cutting in front of you wherever it is, whether it's on the road, whether it's in a store, whether it's Starbucks, wherever you are, they're cutting in front of you. They're not being, you know, they're just kind of in a daze. They are in a daze. They're in a daze. They have been drug around by the system for so long and they're sleeping. They're not aware of this. You know, they literally don't quote know any better. And so they're sort of just in their conscious phase, whatever that is. And so part of what we have to do as people that are aware and awake is lend extra grace, tolerance, patience, you know, a kind word where you would rather just maybe, you know, ignore somebody or roll your eyes at someone or be judgmental. And I used to do all these things. You know, I still can, depending on when the pressure's on your own life and you have stuff going on, like Dave just lost his dad. I know Margie here, you know, I'm glad she's here. I know she's been dealing with some heavy stuff. You know, I'm not going to disclose her personal stuff, you know, you know, and it's nothing so terrible. Like she's great. She's doing great. Margie handles herself really well, but that, you know, and the way that we can do all this is by going inward, you know, through our solitude, prayer, meditation, our grounding and all those things. But we have to like show this and demonstrate it. And it's really the only thing by our actions and by what we demonstrate that is really going to get the attention of other people. You know, it's, everybody, you all know, I do my grocery shopping on Thursdays. I just mentioned that a couple minutes ago. So Thursday afternoon. So I went to the grocery store and I was standing in line and, I was just standing there. I heard this older woman, she goes, "Do you by any chance see a pen over there?" And I wanted to make a joke, you know, I wanted to make a joke. But I turned around, I looked at her, and she's shorter than me. I'm 5'2". I'm 5'2 and a half. That whole half inch matters. She was a short woman. She had to be in her 80s. I said, "No, I don't, but you could borrow mine." So I just let her borrow. It's not a big deal. But what I'm saying is that, you know, I'm not saying I wanted to be rude to her. I'm just saying that, like, I wanted to make a joke. Like, I wanted to kind of joke with her. And I saw it. It's like, you know, so things like this, like, just maybe, you know, I just smiled really big. I said, "How you doing today?" And she's like, "I'm doing okay." You know, like, just go out of your way. I'm going to tell you, it'll light up your day, no matter what heavy stuff you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing in your own life. That seems so, because we can allow this to consume us. We can allow, you know, these are personal things that are going on to consume us to a point of just total like self-centeredness, to where we're just not even noticing what's going on around us. We're to be consumed by the fire, not consumed. Well, consumed, consumed by the fire, as in rising through the fire, not consumed in the fire. In other words, rising through the fire like the phoenix, and not being consumed by it, as in burnt, you know, eaten alive type thing. And this is all part of, you know, navigating the maze of the blaze, because it's hot right now. It's been hot. And I know that it's going to come to an end, so to speak, or it's going to get better at some point. For the highly sensitives and all of this that are feeling it extra. And this is what I said in my post, that those particular people are feeling this a lot extra, the sensitive people, the empaths, the ones that you are heart centered, you're going to be feeling this more. And compassion is needed more than ever, you know. And for me, like I'm a doer, I'm a problem solver. And so I've had to take a look at that, you know, and say, okay, you know, pull back the reins on the problem solving. And I'm not talking about with clients, I'm talking about with friends or just wherever I am, you know, pull back on the problem solving and let's insert more compassion, because people are struggling. They're struggling right now. I mean, I was at the gym, I was leaving the gym, I was walking in my car, and this guy was, he went out to get something. He was going back into the gym, and it was this real quick kind of thing that took place. And this woman yelled hello to him, and he's like, "That's all right." He's like, times are tough, but that's all right. That's all right. And he went back to the gym, and I paid attention to what he said and saying, times are tough. You know, people are really feeling this. And even though he said it like in a jovial kind of upbeat way, it's true. It's true. And we've never been in this place before, you know, and there are people out there that might say, well, there's always been war and there's always been this and there's always been that. What's the big, no, this is a big deal. This is a revolution that we are going through. This is a revolution of epic proportions that we have never been in this place before. We've never been in the year 2024. I think I mentioned earlier, happy leap day or quantum day. It was funny. I always look at my memories and I looked at my, you know, on Facebook, I looked at my memories. I'm like, how come I don't have any posts last year? That's because we didn't have February 29th last year. We haven't had February 29th in 4 years. I'm like, I haven't posted on this day in 4 years. It's like, no, we haven't had this day in 4 years. Like, oh, duh. Hello. So there was the reason for that. Critical thinking, you know, critical thinking, being considerate of other people, you know, being considerate of that we are in this together, so to speak. We're in different phases of consciousness. We're not all of the same beliefs. We're not all of the same, you know, vibes, energy, whatever, but we are all human walking this planet together. And the only thing that is going to help people maybe become more awake and the sleepers get an idea of what's going on is through love. That's it. You know, in the church, they said they'll know we're Christians by our love. And I'm not at all promoting that. I'm just saying that it's only by love. It's only by our loving energy and our compassion that is really going to help ease each other along the way. And I mean, think about, you know, what they're all trying to do, what the government's doing, what the powers that be that are doing this, what the dark energy is trying to do to us. How do we combat that? Through love. Light and love is our weapon. Oh, so Carrie said, I realized that too. In your memories? Are you talking about your memories? Well, because you post a lot, but I only usually post once a day. I'm like, where the heck are all my posts? And then I'm like, oh, it's the 29th. It's leap day or leap year or whatever. And I looked up what it was, and it's nothing so super woo-woo. They implemented this to balance the 365 or something or other. Like, anyway. I didn't get all too heavy and deep into that today. It's like, okay, it's leap year, whatever. It's whatever that all is. So welcoming some more people into the live studio. We have Mom Martha. Hey, welcome to the live studio. I'm glad that you're here. Do avail yourself to previous episodes. Feel free to follow me if you care to. I am talking about Maze of the Blaze. So I'm going to move into Soul Craze, Honeymoon Phase. All right. So this all being stated, this whole soul vibe, you know, your vibe attracts your tribe type stuff. soul vibes and all these things, it's almost becoming marketable. It's good and bad. And I don't want to say good and bad. It's good, but it's also not so great because, you know, at least spirituality is coming on the scene. There's a greater awareness to spirituality where, you know, the yoga community has brought that to the forefront. You know, just, and it's all happening kind of all at once with Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, the Total Health and Wellness, you know, the singing bowl circles, the meditation circles. And the reason why is because people have been experiencing their anxiety and stress, just like I'm talking about. And so what are they looking for? They're looking for solutions. They don't want to go to church. They don't want to be religious. So people are seeking out spiritual modalities that they can find peace. They can find peace and love within themselves is really what this the journey inward. So as a result of that, you'll see like maybe crystal shops showing up in the mall, although I wouldn't maybe recommend those. I recommend more mom and pop shops and privately owned because they're usually owned by people that are veterans of this frequency, of this vibration, if I could say that. I discovered a new earth down in Manasquan several years ago. It's on the main street, Manasquan. I love that town. It's an amazing town. I love to go to the beach in Manasquan, and on the main street, there's a place called New Earth. So I'll give them a little plug. I got to know the owner. She's a sweetheart. And you walk in and as soon as you walk in, it's like, bam, peace. It's awesome. It's a great shop. And she sells all kinds of things. And so, you know, the word on the street is like, I need peace. That really is the word on the streets. People want peace. They want more peace. They want more understanding. They want more awareness. Like, what's going on? And then they start asking the question, like, why am I here? What's all this life about? And then they start getting revelations and a little bit of understanding and some healing. And then boom, you know, they're awakening. They're starting to awaken. Like, this is great. And so the soul craze, honeymoon phase, you have to be careful with some of this. I actually just updated my website the past couple of days. I had gotten new business cards a few months ago, and it was time to update my website. And a dear friend of mine, I mailed some of my business cards to them, and they're going to put them out in their office. Great human being, great individual, and believes in me, has listened to this podcast. They've been on this podcast. And so, you know, I'm grateful because I know that if this person recommends me, chances are whoever he recommends me to, they're going to take a serious look. And so my website needed a facelift. I mean, I need a whole new website, quite frankly. I do like where it's at right now. Why did I start telling you this about my website? I hate when that happens. I'm talking about, oh, the soul craze. So everybody all of a sudden wants to be a healer and a coach. I'm going to put this out there. Spread the word. Do talk about this. Not all life coaches are the same. Not all healers are the same. I have been a life coach since 2010 on paper. I was a born healer because that's what I was born here to do. That's what I came into this incarnation to do, this, to be a healer, to help people in their phases of consciousness, to guide people back to the heart of who they are, or guide people to the heart of who they are. I've been saying this, I will say this forever, guiding people to the heart of who they are, because heart-centered living, you know, it is spiritual, it is connected and all those things, all in that space. But so the soul craze, honeymoon phase, it's like people will get a taste of healing. They'll get a taste of joy. And that's great. It's amazing. But you don't call yourself a coach because you've been through a year of this and now suddenly you're a healer. Now suddenly you want to call yourself a coach and a healer, and you want to now start advertising this and working with people. It doesn't work that way. It's not easy. I have a lot of education under my belt. I have a lot of life experience under my belt. I've been through total hell and back. And I understand human behavior, and I understand some things about different personalities, because there are different personalities. The whole illusionary camp they don't believe that. They think this whole entire thing is one big illusion, and that, you know, this is all one big dream. And while there is some truth to that, it's not absolute truth. You know, we are humans. We have a brain. we have a heart and soul and we're living in this body and we're getting up every morning, going out into the world and working and contributing however we can. And so it's real. Like there is a there are multi dimensions. That's what being a multidimensional person is that there's this 3D physical realm in our body. And then there's the multidimensional, and the deeper we go in love, we experience this. But so, you know, I'm a down to earth multidimensional. I'm like a boots on the ground person where I help people navigate as a higher dimensionally, highly spiritually wired, highly sensitive person, how to navigate here on this planet. And a lot of it has to do with relating, relationship. It shows up in relationship and relating and how we relate to each other. So there's a lot of people that are self-proclaimed coaches all of a sudden. And this is what they want to call themselves. And now they just want to start working with people. And I know I was headed somewhere else with this. Much more goes into it than just experiencing your own, your 5 minutes of healing. You know, 5 minutes of joy doesn't deem you, boom, you're a soul healer now. You're a life coach. You're a soul guide. I mean, I've seen this. I've seen, you know, when I first started taking classes and I first started getting into this because it was my calling, I didn't want anything to do with teaching or talking until I had a grasp on my own wholeness within myself. So now I'm going to move into my grandmother because I don't want to forget this. Because we're talking about, you know, Maze of the Blaze and the heaviness and the stuff. And so this is part of my personal experience has been, and if you notice, let me say this, the beginning of this show, I play a song by One Republic called Feel Again. If you've noticed the intro and the outro song and, but with you, I feel again. And listen to the whole song if you don't really know it. And I chose that on purpose and I kind of keep it here because my whole objective with this podcast and with, you know, the work that I do with people is guiding people to their heart is feeling. Feeling has to be involved in this. It's all about feeling. It's all about that, not emotionality. It's about feeling into our heart self. And this heaviness that you, the funk, the things that you're going through, you know, feeling into it and asking it, why, what is going on? You know, and so, not everything needs to be dissected, you know, to the hilt. But if it's a significant thing that you're feeling in your life, it's good to ask, you know, pray, talk, meditate in your meditation time. Why am I experiencing this? What is it that I need to see in this? Because that's why this is happening. This maze of the blaze, you know, navigating the maze of the blaze is to gain greater understanding, and to clear more layers of things, as I said in the beginning. And so this week, I live in Hunterdon County. So I went to the Hunterdon County Historical District, it's this little place, to gather more information on my ancestors. Cause I've talked about living on ancestry soil. There was 100-acre farm. My ancestors, my great grandfather helped pioneer this county. There's a Dally Street down the road from where I live. And a lot of the Dallys, there's 100 Dallys buried in the church up the road in the other direction. And I just found out on Tuesday that another church here in Hunterdon County is where, in fact, my great grandfather and grandmother are buried, along with his brother and some other people. There's a bunch of Dallys buried in another church cemetery. So my family on my mother's side, they were badasses. I mean, there were tons of Dallys and tons of them. There's street names like Karkoff, Dilts. There's a Dory Dilts Road. Margie actually might have know where Dory Dilts Road is. So Dallys married the Diltses, the Van Arsdale. Like there's some real significant names with street names that pioneered this county. And it's reinvigorated a pride of why I wanted to live here so bad, because when I wanted to come back here in 2020, 4 years ago, I just knew I had to be in Hunterdon County. It just felt like home and I couldn't figure out why, because I wasn't born and raised here. I was born and raised and I grew up in Dunellen, where my grandfather built that house there, Arthur Dally. But so, and I'm sharing this story for a reason. And so, so Tuesday I went to the historic district to gather more information, and, the lady there, I mean, I was the only one there, and it was because it's a weekday. They're only there on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, I think. And I was the only one there. And so the guy there, his name was Dave. He was so helpful. He was so excited that he got to help me. And they just pulled up all these files about my grandfather, about he was in the World War I and World War II. I remember my mother telling me this as a kid, but I didn't like really remember it, but my grandfather was in both world wars. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. And he survived. He worked on the railroad in Dunellen, and he also worked in the city of Dunellen in some capacity, the town of Dunellen in some capacity. So all of a sudden I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this file of the Dalleys and all these letters. And there was a letter that my great uncle wrote. He's my great grandfather's or my grandfather's brother. 'Cause my grandfather had several siblings. And see, my mother never told me any of this. She never told me any of this stuff. So a lot of this stuff has not resurfaced, but is coming to the surface for me to do more clearing of it. And so what happened was Dave brings out this picture. I'm sitting there and I look up and he's holding up with two hands, this picture of my grandfather and grandmother on their 50th wedding anniversary. I looked and I went, oh my God, I haven't seen this picture. It's probably been since my mother passed away. I haven't seen this picture because she had it. She had the original black and white because they only had black and white, you know, back when my grandparents celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, their silver wedding anniversary. She had it in a frame. And so this picture was put into the newspaper. So he printed it out for me and I was like, oh my God. And I had like tears right away. And my grandmother, I don't have any pictures of her. I don't have anything, you know, like my parents were interesting sorts. And I've talked about this in previous episodes from way back. It was a tumultuous childhood. They were crazy. They were each other's third marriage. And they I was raised in a lot of chaos and just tumult. It was awful. They were each other's third marriage. And I believe that my mother married him because she wanted to be with somebody. She didn't want to be alone. And that's basically why she married my father. I do not believe that it was a love affair. She did not want to get pregnant at the age of 45. And guess what? Yours truly was her one and only child to that marriage. That's why I was an only child, because she got pregnant at the age of 45. And she had two daughters to her first marriage, of which they are now, you know, my oldest half sister is old enough to actually be my mother, because my mother was 19 when she had her. My mother was 45 when she had me. So all this starts, you know, you start thinking about all these things, right? And when you start thinking about these things, little pockets of areas that you need to still heal start emerging. And I know I'm not the only one that's been experiencing this. You know, if you have a parent, you know, like our dear friend who passed away, or you're dealing with a parent who is is kind of headed in that direction, you reflect on your life. You know, you reflect on things, and reflecting is good. It's good for the soul. It's good to clear that stuff. It's good to say, you know, and not shame and judge yourself, and not criticize yourself, and not do the should have, would have, could have, and if only I did this, and only I, if only I did that, and, you know, clear any regrets, clear all that stuff. It's good to do that. And I think that's why this funk and this stuff that people are experiencing is this stuff is surfacing. And I think it's for your clearing. And that's why we're going to get through it. We're going to get to the other side. So with this picture of my grandmother, I brought it home. That made my day. And I also went and spoke to the president of the Chamber of Commerce, because I'm trying to get some traction in the community. I'm trying to see how I can serve the community with what I do. So I went and I spoke to him, and that was really, really cool. So came home and everything, and I had this picture, and I was like, oh my goodness, you know, my grandmother, I remember her. She I was 5 years old. It was my fifth birthday. And I mean, I was five. So 71, it was 1971. And it was my fifth birthday. And I don't remember all the details because I was a kid, but I do remember something about my mother not, I think she was going to pick my grandmother up to bring her back to the house for the birthday party. I don't exactly remember, but what I do know is we get to the house, and it's the house that I was raised in. We get to the house, we go upstairs, and my grandmother was in the bathroom and she was hunched over. She had had a stroke. She had had a stroke. And she was sitting on the toilet and she was hunched over. And I remember being a five-year-old kid and I bent over, I'm 5 years old, and I bent over to look at her. And she was talking really, you know, my grandmother was like 4 feet 11. That's, and I definitely took after the Dally side of the family. She, which is my mother's side, but my grandmother was McConnell. She was a McConnell. So she, I don't remember what the rest of what happened. I know that my mother, we called the ambulance. They took her to the hospital and she passed away a couple weeks later. She did not make it. She passed away on October 14th. My birthday, September 29th. But I had memories of her when I was a child, and I'll never forget going to visit her. I'll never forget my mother taking her grocery shopping, and she was the sweetest soul. She was so sweet. I just remember her being sweetie sweet and warm, warm. And of all the people that I was around growing up, I think my grandmother, and her name was Violet, and my grandma Violet was probably one of the most warm, the warmest people I was around as a child. And I'll never forget like going to the house and she would always bring out the box of blocks, you know, and when you're five and your grandmother has a box of blocks, they're not anything like, you know, we weren't raised with any of this stuff with what these kids are being raised with now. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think all the, I don't think all the electronics and all the devices are good for kids, but that's a whole other story. So she brought out the blocks and we would always have tea and Lipton tea. And she would make me a cup of Lipton tea, and Lipton tea was really good back then. And I remember that. And she would bring me my blocks, and she was just so sweet, this woman. And I just feel like I am now living on where the 100-acre farm was back then. I'm living on this soil. And I do believe that we can be guided or supported by our ancestors. I absolutely believe this. And so I believe, as I said earlier in the beginning, that my grandmother, it came to me, even if it's in a picture, you know, and she's like, I got you. I see you, you know, so it caused me to think about a lot of things, you know, it caused me to reflect on what was it like back then? What was going on when I was a kid? You know, why was my mother so angry all the time? Why was she so disapproving of absolutely everything, like everything? And you start going over this. And I'm going over it. I'm like, man, I've done this work. I'm not going to go, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I'm being very open and honest because we all have to do this. And this is really what I call the work. When I post about this in social media, this is what the quote, the work is. And it was like Tuesday night, I was supposed to do a podcast. I didn't do it for this very reason. And I needed to just take a break. And I knew I was going to be okay by the time Thursday, you know, more than okay by the time tonight rolled around. And I just wept. Like, this woman, they're like, she was just constantly, my mother was constantly annoyed just at me. She was constantly annoyed at my presence. I was an interruption to her life, like in her head. And when you start to think about these things and you really consider, like, and I don't know, I know a lot of people had loving moms and dads and they had great families, but perhaps they went through other different kinds of traumas through their life. This is what I went through. This is the work that I had to do. This is why I say, you know, when people call themselves a life coach or a healer, they like, please, if anybody knows transmuting and transformation, because it's this kind of stuff that creates narcissists, that creates alcoholics, drug addicts, it's this kind of stuff. And when you start to look at these things and you gain understanding from it, you gain understanding as to now you start to connect the dots. Like, okay, well, this is why this, and this is why that. And, you know, I shed some tears. I was like, it was just another layer of healing, another layer, you know. And I've always talked about continuing education. And you've heard me talk about on this podcast for 3 years. You've heard me say, I will be personal development until the day I die. Well, this is part of it. This is all part of it. The personal development. This is part of letting this stuff go. And there's no shame in this. There's no, well, I guess I was going to say judgment, but no self-judgment. There's no shame in this. There's no shame in anything that, because what you disclose, what you hide and you keep in secret, and you don't, I'm not saying you have to get on a podcast and broadcast your life to everybody. I'm saying what you keep in secret and you don't allow yourself to look at, what you don't allow yourself to look at, what you don't allow yourself to feel, what you don't allow yourself to clear will just eat you alive. And you'll drink it away, sex it away, eat it away, whatever it is with food, whatever you binge watch, whatever it is, you know, go out, whatever it is, you will pick something. And this is what has driven me crazy about the spiritualism community, is because it's all this, you know, love and light and multi-dimension and three, you know, 5D, 10D and all these things. And let's just get into all this, you know, and they bypass this work. They haven't done this work. And so the soul craze honeymoon phase is, okay, you can have an understanding of, wow, this is what I'm moving into, this, the depth of love, but you can't completely bypass all of this stuff and say, oh, I'm fine. I saw this person the other day who said, you don't need 10 teachings for anything. This is all you need to know. It's just think of this and you're fine. It's like, no, sweetheart, you're wrong. And I know that there are people that say there is no right and wrong. You're reading from the tree of good and evil. No, you're wrong. I make no mistake about using the word wrong. You don't just get to read one meme or think one thought, and that's going to clear, you know, years or even decades of your life away, and that you're all fine now. Because now you've discovered other planets and you've discovered astral travel and the Kundalini awakening and, you know, ascension and the Akashic records. Now you're all fine because you've just discovered this stuff. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. These people use this stuff as just as much as an addiction as anything else, as going to church was an addiction, as chasing prophets all around, you know, the city or the state for a word from God, just as they did that, just as the yoga, the singing bowls, the meditation groups and all these things and the crystals and the candles and all this stuff and all the rituals is an addiction, just like anything else. It's a form of bypass. It's a form to, I feel good with this. I feel good believing that I'm going to go play my flute for the fairies in the yard, because if I go play the flute for the fairies in the yard and I walk around, it's going to make me feel good. And I don't have to deal with what's really brewing in the heart of my soul. I don't have to deal with that. I can just live in this concocted woo-woo world and not really face what's going on. And I am by no means trashing any of these things. I am by no means trashing the legitimacy of higher dimension, a new earth. But there's balance to it. There's a balance to all of this. And if we... what spiritualism does is they deny our human form. They deny humanity. They deny this, you know, just like the same thing, like in church, it was, except they wanted you to deny you in a different way, you know, die to yourself, put your will on the back burner and follow God's will. So everybody's trying to figure out what God's will is. What's God's will? What's God's will? In the meantime, they're dying inside because they're trying to figure out what God's will is. It's like, well, what's my will? What's my desire? How do I want to live? So that screwed people up. So now they're over here doing this. You know, it's all about healing ourselves. It's all about coming into a space of not feeling like we're broken or feeling like there's something wrong with us or feeling like, oh, what's this? You know, and I don't want anybody to know about this. I've shared my story in the beginning when I first started this podcast about my upbringing and about my, you know, and I'm not living in sorrow of this. I know how to live in joy and peace. I have joy and peace most of the time. This was another level. And honestly, I wasn't expecting it. I was not expecting this at all. And it sucks like hell to go through it in the moment, especially when you think that, oh, I've done this work, you know, and it feels like, oh, you know, like, really, I've done so much of this. I got my journal out and I did it. I'm going to be better for it. You're better for this, for facing your stuff. You're better for it. There's nothing to prove to anybody. And there's no embarrassment or shame to anybody over this. And anybody out there that has a disposition or an attitude like, oh, well, she's still going through all this, or he's still dealing with this. Like, what's wrong with him? Like, you know, that's coming from very wounded, traumatized souls as well, that they don't have enough guts to do this work. Cause it takes guts to face this stuff. It's not for the weak. You know, it takes guts, and it takes a real desire to want to be the best version. You want to talk about the best version of yourself? Guess what? Your best life. Living your best life is not on a Carnival cruise line. Okay. That's not your best life. Okay. Your best life is what I'm talking about here, is feeling at peace inside, feeling clear within yourself, feeling whole within yourself. That's your best life. Can you go on a cruise? I'm personally probably never going to go on a cruise. I like to travel on ground, on dry ground. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love travel. That's going to be coming soon in my life again. I think I'm going back down to Dallas in April. I'm supposed to go back down to Dallas. You can try to run away from your problems. You can try to, you know, do whatever it is that you do, you know, to try to avoid feeling. And on Jaded Health, by the way, when I was on David Medansky's show, I talked about this, and it was just, so it was only 30 minutes, but I talked about how people, you know, human beings are born and they live life and they live what they're told to do, and they don't know who they are. They don't know how to be from their inside out. And I talk about feeling, and a lot of times people don't want to feel. It's like, well, I don't want to, you know, and they've been avoiding feeling like the plague. And guess what? You know, you hit your 40s, 50s, and even into your 60s, and you're like, oh shit, you know, what have I done? Or what have I been thinking? What have I actually been doing? And now, so people go and get into a damage control mode, and they want to play catch up. And look, there's no shame and judgment in what I'm explaining here. Let me explain this a different way. I mean, some people, you know, it's like, it is a choice. And I know that there's a teaching out there surrounding soul contracts, that we chose to come here and we chose this life. I do not personally believe that every single decision we have made, we chose before we came here. I don't believe that. I think upon things presented to us, we make a choice. I know I chose to stay in a very toxic relationship with someone, with two people, twice, like blatant abuse. And the first one goes way back to 20 years ago after I got divorced, and this guy couldn't have been more toxic. And I was awake on a certain level spiritually, but not anything close to where I am now. And I wanted this guy's approval like the day is long. And I wanted him to love me the way that I wanted to be loved. And there was no way he was going to do it. He was a narcissist. And empaths, by the way, and highly sensitive people have a, you know, a track record, a history of attracting narcissists. It's just the way that it is. So you need extra boundaries and extra support and all that. I need to move into deciphering energy, walking in another's shoes. I kind of covered that a little bit. So what I've been talking about now is there's clarity through feeling. That was one of the last talking points. Not that any of this matters what order I talk in, but it's through the feeling that you get the clarity. Because like I just explained to you how I came home that with the grandmother's picture and my grandmother's picture, and I started to think, and I started connecting the dots, and I started having more realizations of some things about where my mother was concerned. And you can, you know, some people need guidance. You need me as a life coach and a healer to help walk you through this, because you don't know exactly where to start or how to begin. And that's what I'm here for. That's what I do. I have the tools. I've been doing this for so long. I can do this myself, and I can walk myself through it, and I journal and all that. And so it's how you, yet that's where the clarity comes, by feeling into it. You got to feel into it. And then, you know, it's like rearranging furniture. I made a post about this the other day. I don't know what day it was. Rearranging furniture. You got an old couch. You have an old chair. You have an old dining room set. You want a new dining room. You want a new couch. You want a new recliner for the whatever. And so what? You got to move the old one out. Move that old furniture out before you can move the new one in. Why would you move the new one in before you get the old out? You know, you know what I'm saying. It's just move the old stuff out to make room for the new. You know, move the old energy out. And a lot of times it's just energy. That's why there's no shame in this. And there's no fault and there's no blame. Nobody's to blame. You're not to fault. You know, a lot of people deal with this shame. I think I did a podcast just on shame, just on shame. And I'm going to start revisiting some things because as consciousness expands and grows, we come into, because truth is a spiral. So I may do another podcast just on shame with even deeper insight. I may do another podcast on any number of topics that I've done before, because with deeper insight, with greater understanding. But so deciphering energy, okay, in this, I'm going to cover this. It's an hour and 20 minutes, but I want to cover this before I close. For the highly sensitives, the empaths, the mystics, the seers, the prophetics, and stuff like this, that you're feeling the funk, but you're fine. Like, you're okay. You don't know why you're experiencing this funk, but you are. And like I said earlier, it's you're picking up other energies. You're picking up a conglomeration of what's going on. And so there are ways and things that you can do to protect your own energy, to keep your own self clear, is not internalizing it. So now you want to do what the opposite of what I've been talking about, facing your own stuff. And if you're not having any stuff that's emerging or surfacing for any reason, but you're feeling this funk, you're feeling this heaviness, why am I feeling this? Because everybody else is going through it. And this is how the collective light stuff, that we're all in this together. And you just ask, you know, does this belong to me or what is this? And then you just release it. Send blessings out to these people. Send whoever I'm picking this up from, wherever this is coming from, I'm just blessing these people. I'm blessing the collective. I'm going to send a blessing out to whoever is needing it, to whatever energy I'm picking up right now that does not belong to me. Some of it might be it might be darker entities. It might be something that is attacking you, so to speak. You know, I use that word, you know, attacking you, so to speak. In that case, you can look different things up and pray or do meditations or whatever it is that you feel to rid yourself of this. You know, like I have things that I do where I told you a few minutes ago that I was going through a challenge where I asked you guys to hold space for me a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, you wake up in the morning and you instantly feel discouraged. It's like, no, get out, shift to the positive mindset, shift to the high energy, shift to the love, shift to the peace. I've literally opened the door and said, get out. I'm not dealing with this. No way. This is not who I am. I know who I am. You know, I have my affirmations. There are things that I say to myself. I keep myself, you know, because I am a light worker too, because I am a light worker and I do work with people and this is what I do. I have to do this. It's for me to do this. This might not be for you. Maybe you don't have to do this. Maybe someone's listening and you have this great life and you have a husband and you have, or this wife in the family and you're great. You're fine. That's good. This particular piece might not apply to you then. But in other areas, it might, because everybody has challenges. Everybody's dealing with something. Everybody has something going on that isn't perfect. Nobody has a perfect life. And there are things that you can do to combat this, so to speak. And I have things that I do to keep myself, you know, my heart and mind in sync, you know, in alignment. And so learning how to decipher energy takes time. If you are an empath per se, it takes time to figure this out, especially if you are someone who needs some healing or needs some clearing. That's where it can get a little dicey. I do mentor empaths. A lot of clients that have come to me have been empaths, and there's no coincidence in that, because as an empath who was wounded many moons ago, that's tough work. That's tough work because you're a deep feeler and you're feeling everything all the time. So you have to do your own work before you can figure out what belongs to you now and what doesn't. And it's really complex and it takes time to grow into this. So again, these self-proclaimed healers and coaches all of a sudden after, you know, living on a high for 6 months, I'm a coach now, Like, no, not really. You want a coach and a healer with experience under their belt. That's what you want. You want someone who has had several, not one, several dark nights of the soul. And they know how to get themselves out of it. They know how to transmute and transform like a mofo. That's the kind of person you want to work with. So that this all being said, clarity through feeling, grant yourself this, give yourself enough self-love, give yourself tolerance and patience. I hope this gives you understanding as to what's going on in the space, what's going on in the collective, why we're experiencing this. If you need some assistance, look me up. That's what I'm here for. And so on that note, I love you all very much. I'm going to end this right here. I'm glad that you were here. I hope this has granted some insight on navigating the maze of the blaze, because it can feel hot. It can feel, you know, all those things. And so I hope this has given you some insight and some understanding. So that being said, my name is Dawn Schell. You can find me at www.dawnschell.com. You can learn more there about how I coach and counsel clients. If you feel this podcast would benefit anybody you know, do share the link to friends, family, and coworkers. Sharing is caring. If you or someone you know could use some assistance, like I said, because I can only serve you so much through this podcast, I can do way more substantially one-on-one. I'm available to give more. There are different levels that we can work together. I'd love to get to know you better. Let's talk through a 30-minute complimentary intuitive call, which I do give to people. At no charge, it's just 30 minutes. So that all being said, this podcast will be posted on my website, which is www.dawnschell.com. iHeartRadio, Spotify, YouTube. Do subscribe to my YouTube channel and Amazon Music. Podbean here, of course, as well. Thank you all of you guys for being here. Carly, thank you so much for saying that. Carly and Carrie, as always, and Margie, we'll speak soon or talk soon. I hope I'm not forgetting anything. Have a great rest of your week. Have an awesome weekend. Happy March 1st. Tomorrow's March 1st. I hope you have a great start to your new month. And I will be back on Tuesday. I have no idea what I'm talking about. You're going to have to tune in to find out. And in the meantime, live loved and blessed and lit and fired up in the most excellent way. And I love you all. And I will talk at you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
I was a lonely soul, but that's the only. A little wiser now from what you show me. Hey, I feel again.